Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a feature from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English we speak.
Yeah, yes. Yes, Mildred, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I know, I know. Yeah, right. Thanks, Mildred. Bye.
Hi, Finn. What did Mildred want?
I don't know, Feifei.
But you kept saying you knew.
I know. Mildred had this ongoing dispute with her neighbour, and she went on and on and on about it. It's always, my nasty neighbour, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, I have to agree, it's always the same thing.
And in English, we use the phrase blah, 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 when we want to represent a boring conversation.
Where does it come from?
Well, according to an article I read the other day, in ancient Greece, the term bar, bar, bar was used to indicate meaningless noises.
Oh, yes, it has the same root as the word barbarian.
That's right. And that explanation came from Jeff Nunberg, a linguist at the University of California.
Bar, bar, bar might have evolved to what we have today.
Blah, blah, blah. And Americans might say yada, yada, yada. But it conveys the same idea of a repetitive, boring conversation.
Yada, yada, yada.
Yes. And from blah, 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 we have the related verb to blabber, which is used informally to mean to talk a lot in an annoying way. And it can be used for people who tend to reveal secrets because they talk too much.
Shall we listen to some examples?
Yes. Blah, blah, blah is today's expression in the English we speak.
Can I borrow your car tonight?
No, I need to go to the supermarket and then I've got to pick up a package. And, well, the car's not working properly. And, you know, today is a busy day for me.
Johnny, I am sick and tired of you need to do this and you've got to do that and blah, blah, blah. Don't give me any more excuses. You don't want to lend me your car, do you?
Don't tell Amanda you're leaving school early to go to the cinema. She's always blabbing about other people's lives.
Oh, I certainly don't go around blabbing.
Ah, that's good to know. Hello? Let me pass the phone to someone who's keen to talk to you. Just a moment, please. Feifei, it's for you.
Oh, thanks, Finn. Hello? Oh, hello, Mildred. Yeah, yes, that was Finn, my best friend.
This is the beginning of a long conversation. Blah, blah, blah. Bye.
Bye. Oh, sorry, Mildred. That was not to you. But to, never mind. I know.
I know, yes, I know.
The English We Speak.
That was an episode of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.